Proclamation number 5218 of 25th of September, 1951. The Lord's visible presence. The right relationship with me also guarantees my presence. Consequently, it is you yourselves who let me come to you if you trustingly turn to me like children and call me to you. The more intimate your desire for me is, the more firmly you have me under your control, for I cannot resist a call of love, I will comply with it at any time. And a call of love can only come from a loving heart again, and thus you humans now have a hint as to how you can tie me to you. Only through love. Whoever loves me with all his heart is close to me, even if he is unable to see me. Yet he will always have evidence of my nearness, he will feel peace within himself, he will converse with me in thought, he will be able to receive my word, my address, the evidence of my presence. For I will always give him something if I am close to my child, if his love for me moves him to turn his thoughts towards me, if his intellect does not merely seek to fathom me but he feels urged by his heart to enter into contact with me. This desire of the heart need not be a surge of emotion which you understand by love. The serious desire for truth and thus for the original source of truth also arises from love as soon as purely earthly interests do not cause him to search for the truth. I am always close to you humans and only ever wait for you to open your hearts in order to grant me entry, and where love allows me to enter I also make myself known through the influx of my strength, and this can express itself in many ways. It can express itself in the word, it can enlighten your spirit, i.e., guide your thinking in the right direction so that you can then think, read or speak and always move in truth, because then I myself will work in you through my spirit. But you can also see me, visibly experience my nearness. But this also requires a higher degree of maturity of your soul, otherwise you will not be able to bear my image. Yet if you only turn to me in thought with a loving heart I am also with you. For Roman 1:2. Long for my children, and every spark of love from you jumps over to me and draws me to you. Therefore, even if you are unable to see me, you can always be convinced of my presence if two or three are gathered in my name to serve me. Then I will never be missing in the small circle, and full of love my eyes rest on you who are still too weak to be able to receive visible evidence of my presence. And this assurance shall strengthen all of you in the belief that I will dwell on earth with my own again, that I will guide and teach them and prepare them again to become my disciples, the apostles of the last days. Only a few will be able to behold me, yet I love them all who seek me for my sake, and I bring them together so that they mature together and become ever stronger, so that they unite spiritually with me and I can make the hearts receptive to receive the holiest in it, so that I can then radiate in them and they will never forget my image which rests in the depths of the hearts until love has purified it and my image shines towards them in all its glory. Seek to give me so much love while still on earth that I can come to you and remain in you for all eternity. Amen.